It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bible. For the sake of my survival.
Sing it, boys.
Baptize me in a bottle of bean for Johnny on the vinyl.
You'd have a time of your life at this concert, Bob. I can guarantee you that. That gets you going right there, man. Tell you what, you talk about Binkley getting all
Binkley getting all excited about college football.
I get excited.
Me and Bink both, man. I'm excited.
Nay, he's a little bit different.
Is there some point this year where you, Binkley, and Drew Nixon are all hanging out in one room, and it's like you
Binkley's dream? He can't wait.
That should be. That's a new podcast. My two sons. And it's just Mac and Drew and Binkley, because you guys probably could be his sons.
You probably could. You are young enough.
There was a point where everybody thought I was Binkley's like son.
What?
Oh yeah, dude.
Oh my.
Binkley's like, well, I did have a few runarounds back in college.
Yeah, he did. My wife went to college with him. I mean, she's told me stories about Binkley. He was an Adonis walking around Pittsburgh State.
Yeah. Somebody said, F you, Dusty. LMAO. Stenson Bennett is sufficient to our us dog fans.
That was a champion down there for them, right? They like Stetson Bennett.
Yeah, he won a title, and then he turned into Justin Timberlake really quick in Dallas.
Yeah, real fast. Yeah, he gone.
He was celebrating really hard.
Yeah.
7 years in college, didn't graduate, I think.
Was that the guy who was like crawling around TCU or something like that?
It was around, by himself, drunk.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they were like, who's this?
Yeah. I mean, Stetson Bennett sounds like a guy from Texas, right?
Yeah. Stetson Bennett.
Yeah. Howdy, I'm Stetson Bennett.
Thursday's last day of camp. Thank God.
Yes. Let's get the season started, right?
Right.
It's our first rainy day here. First rainy day. Rainy days are good.
Okay. That's Drew Tranquil.
That's a big change of pace, though, right? Get the rain, get a little cool, get something different. You know, it's the grind of training camp. Baseball players go to spring training for 2 months, right?
Yeah.
Football players go to training camp for like 3 weeks.
In the middle of the heat.
In the middle of the heat,
baseball players go in like the dry heat, but it's not really that bad.
By the time it gets warm in Arizona, they're on the golf course. They're playing golf. They're not even near the baseball field. They do all that stuff in the morning when it's cool, crisp, and a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. They get their workout in. They go play golf. Football players go up to training camp for 3 weeks, and they're ready for the season. Baseball players, for whatever reason, need eight weeks to get ready for the season.
Drew Tranquil gives me Barry Bonds vibes.
What do you mean by that?
It's our first rainy day here. First rainy day. Rainy days are good.
That doesn't sound like a guy that could pop you into the next week.
Yeah, he does sound a little like Bonds.
And what I mean by that is like, big rip dude, that voice.
Yeah.
Barry Bonds, you hear him talking, he's like, I just want McGuire's ring. You're like, dude, your head is the size of a trash can. Why do you talk like that?
It's true. Yeah, no, he does sound a little bit like Barry Bonds.
It's our first rainy day here. First rainy day.
There you go.
Yeah.
And you say that he talks like a weirdo, and then he knocks you into an oblivion. Oh, well, let's get into the countdown. We're only a short 3 weeks away from the opening night in Kansas City. So with 3 weeks away, we have our countdown today, 913-586-7610. What are your three biggest Chiefs playoff victories in your mind? Now, again,
are we doing wins? Because one of my favorite games is actually not a win, and I'll tell you why in a second. But
three biggest playoff wins, excluding the Super Bowls, because everybody would just be like, oh, Super Bowl Niners, Super Bowl Eagles, Super Bowl Niners. Can't say Super Bowl. Your top three favorite wins. You can get to your favorite game afterwards.
Yeah.
But top three favorite playoff wins between you two. Decide who goes first.
All right, Mac, you go for it.
That was quick.
and then after, I want to hear favorite Super Bowls, too, because I am curious of which of the three is your favorite so far.
Oh, Philly.
Oh, really? Okay, there you go. Three playoff wins.
I'm Why did the music save- stop? Oh, there it goes.
This is going great. This is fantastic.
Give me Titans AFC Championship game. I was there. Lived in Nashville for 10 years. The whole row behind me was clients of my dad's that were all in Titans gear wearing wearing crowns for King Henry. Loved laughing in their faces after the second half began, or really after the last play of the first half when Mahomes ended their hopes and dreams. The Bengals rematch in the AFC Championship game felt really good to get that win. We needed that. We need that monkey off our back. That's our only rival in this run. That's our only true rivalry. I mean, Patriots, they just weren't here long enough. We lost to them once. We never really got that vengeance. Tom Brady left. Didn't really happen. And then the 13 seconds game gets lost in history. I know what happened the next week. I'm aware. But for a split second, that was one of the best playoff games of all time. I remember screaming and cursing out Tony Romo because he said the game was over. I knew it wasn't over.
No, it wasn't over.
It wasn't over. It's never over.
F you, Tony Romo.
I can't stand him.
So, Mike's hard lemonade.
Look out, Jim. Here comes Patrick. What a great game, Jim. What a great game. You know, just the Bills were better today. I was like, no, they weren't.
No, they didn't win. They weren't better. It's pretty simple.
Seconds.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my three.
Those are your three. All right. My top three, I guess, wins. But one of my favorite games is, we'll get to it after the wins, the Bengals win. The revenge game against the Bengals, I think, is my favorite one because you shut up the mayor, the Burrowhead stuff, all that nonsense. Like, you punch those dudes right in the face, right?
You're jabroni?
Yeah, so we got the Bengals win out of the way. That one was really good. The Houston game down 24-0 is still one of the more remarkable comebacks anybody's ever did see. I mean, that was... That was just like watching poetry in motion. And the way that it happened, too, it just happened so fast. Like, there was nothing Houston could do about it. When they settled for the field goal to make it 24-0, I said to somebody that day, it's over right now. The Chiefs are coming back. You got to go and score that touchdown. But it's Patrick Mahomes. It's what he does. And then finally, the Buffalo game this past year in Buffalo, just ending all of the talk that only the Chiefs can win at home. They never had to go on the road. Their first road test, they went to Buffalo, and they slobber-knockered the Bills and put them back into Orchard Park. And so those are my three favorite wins when it comes to the playoff run for the Chiefs.
Nice. Where I start is where it all started, the Colts game where they beat Andrew Luck and then Patrick Mahomes won a playoff game in Arrowhead Stadium for the first time in 30 years. That was the start of the run. Mm-hmm. And then Andrew Luck was like, okay, I don't want to have to deal with that for the next 10 years. I'm out. But that's important to me because that started the whole thing. That was like the monkey off the back, the weight off the shoulders, cliche you want to call it. That's where it was like, okay, this team can win in the playoffs. Let's keep going. The next one is the Chad Henne game against Jacksonville. The drive from the 4, the 2-yard line.
That was great, yeah.
Everybody had the meme of the old dusty playbook, and it had Alex Smith playbook on it, and you're like, this solidifies that Andy Reid is legitimately one of the best, if not the best, coaches in the world because of what he was able to do, go from superstar, like, quarterback and Patrick Mahomes, not a shot at Chad Henne, but I think he'd tell you the same thing. Like, I ain't no Mahomes.
That's right.
But I was able to do this sort of thing. And then the last one to me was you finally got Tyreek Hill in your stadium in one of the coldest games ever, and they absolutely beat him to a pulp, and they beat the Miami Dolphins in the playoffs last year, the 7th-ranked Miami Dolphins, according to The Ring. Mm-hmm. So those are my three. The Colts win against Andrew Luck because you had always lost to the Colts in the playoffs. You beat the Colts. You knocked their quarterback out of the NFL, and then the Colts finally became the team that were, you know, less superior to you. You had the Chad Henne game, which was just one of those where I think a lot of people were like, ah, crap, this is not going to happen. Ended up doing it for you, and then again, you got to beat Tyreek Hill. So a lot of revenge in mind. Yeah. A lot of revenge and a lot of, you know, surprise, because I grew up my whole life seeing the Colts beat us in the playoffs.
That was terrible, yeah.
I didn't care if it was Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or whoever, Jim Harbaugh playing quarterback for the Colts. I just wanted the Chiefs to beat the Colts in Kansas City, and they finally did it,
and did.
That's why it felt so
And
good.
They did. That was a fun one, man. That was a good week for us, too. We had the big rally at Rally House. We saged the stadium. Like, that was a lot of fun.
I remember the Sage Day.
Yeah, the Sage Day was good. The rally at Rally House, I think people were, you know, 3 sheets to the wind by 9 o'clock. I mean, that was a blast out there in the parking lot at Rally House. But the Patriots loss to me still goes down as, I think, the most important playoff game that this team has played, because it changed the entire direction of the franchise. Leaving that game was not fun. Losing that game was not fun. But it was a spot we'd never been before, hosting an AFC championship game. You're like, okay, let me start to compartmentalize this and put it into a little bit of perspective. But what that game allowed the Chiefs to do is really truly recognize their faults and make those wholesale changes. And because of that loss, we got Steve Spagnuolo. We got Tyrann Mathieu in here. We got Frank Clark in here. And those three guys alone changed the image of what this defense was all about, right? We got rid of the Justin Houstons, the Eric Berrys, the Bob Suttons of the world, and we brought in younger guys, fresher guys, hungrier guys, and a defensive coordinator whose calling was stopping Tom Brady, in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl. And Steve Spagnuolo came in here and changed the dynamic of this defense. And sometimes losses, you can take good things away from them if you utilize them the right way. And the Chiefs have shown since that loss that if they do lose in the postseason, they are going to address the biggest need. They are going to change what didn't work, and they are going to get better that offseason. And they've done that every year since. And I think that Patriot loss was kind of a look into the future of what this organization was going to be about. Because if they go on to the Super Bowl, how do you fire your defensive coordinator after the season, right?
That's so true. Still dealing with Bob Sutton's bags. In each of those three losses that the Chiefs have had, Bob, they've done something like that. Like you mentioned, getting Bob Sutton, figuring out the defense. You know, the second
Super Bowl was the offensive line.
Right? And then the Bengals kind of figure out too high. Patrick kind of take check downs and come a little smarter.
Yeah.
And every time they've benefited.
They have, yeah. So the losses have been good. They've utilized losses better than anybody. But, yeah, I still think, man, if we don't lose that game against the Patriots, Bob Sutton is probably the defensive coordinator the next year. And I don't know that we're having the same run of success if that's the case,
610 Sports Radio, KCSB, Kansas City, WDAF, HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. Top three wins in playoff and the playoffs for the Chiefs can't say Super Bowls. Since we are 3 weeks away from Thursday to get the first NFL game, Mac is super excited. He might be there as a media member.
Very excited.
Please wear pants.
Of course.
Yeah, and not a signed hat by Derek Thomas.
This isn't my first rodeo.
I once went to a game as a press member, and a guy I went with had a signed Derek Thomas Chiefs hat.
Nice.
He's going to go in the Saints locker room with
him. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Spectre was there. He saw it. You were bringing up something. What's our favorite Super Bowls?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what your favorite Super Bowl win was.
The first one.
That was yours?
Absolutely. It was the first one.
Wasp.
Yeah, it was his first Super Bowl, man. We'd had an experience that. That was the first one. You'll never forget your first, right?
It was incredible.
Yeah. And then I probably think the Eagles is my second favorite.
And then the most recent one.
And then the most recent one, yeah. Kind of in chronological order. Maybe, I don't know, this one went to overtime.
Can they win a
three-parter? It's just the fact that we're debating over which Super Bowl win is our favorite.
We're so spoiled.
Yeah.
You guys just don't understand how rough it was 30 years being a Chiefs fan. They sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Reverse Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
Back in my day, they were America's team, and they were great.
Nope, not
now
anymore.
They suck.
Well, Dallas Cowboys blow.
Yeah. Well, just waiting for the last leaf to fall.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
I think Trey Lance could be an all-star. Well, it's all pro is what they call it, Jerry.
Yeah.
Hidden back in Arkansas. Speaking of disastrous starts, the New York Jets, is it over before it begins again?
Oh my God. I tweeted yesterday, for a team that has accomplished literally nothing on the field ever.
Yeah.
They are really good at having off the field stories.
Not like, good.
I mean, they are peak when it comes to being jackasses off the field. Like, this organization can't get out of its own way. They are an absolute dumpster fire, cluster bleep, whatever adjective you want to use to describe
bunch
the Jets
of horseradish.
That's what they are. And yesterday, this Hassan Reddick thing is just unbelievable. And now he wants to be traded from the Jets months after being traded to the Jets from the Philadelphia Eagles. The fact that the Jets didn't have a long-term contract worked out with this gentleman before making the trade with the Philadelphia Eagles is grounds for termination if you're the general manager of the New York Jets. That's just stupid. You're an idiot if you make a trade for a player on a one-year contract who is holding out with his current team and you didn't have a deal in place to extend him and give him a new contract, and you thought he was just going to come in here because it was a different color green and suited up and play for for the Jets. Like that Douglas guy, I think his name is Hugh Douglas, Douglas, the GM of the Jets.
Joe Douglas.
That guy's a moron. He is a moron sandwich, and the meat in the moron sandwich is an idiot. I mean, like that's where we are right now. Like, how stupid can you be as a general manager to trade for a guy on an expiring contract before you have a trade done?
Timeout. We have a new food item.
That's right. It's a moron sandwich, and the meat's an idiot.
And it does not come on a brioche bun.
No, this one does not. This comes on stale bread that you found it like at the heel of the bread. It's the heel of the keto bread.
This is from Connor Hughes, the guy that covers the Jets and the Giants and everything in New York. The Jets were informed by Hassan Reddick representation that he would report and play under his current contract. That obviously has not happened. They let Reddick know they were open to adjusting his current deal, but only when he showed up. They would not commit to him until he committed to them. The Jets will not cater to a player who has never played a down for them before.
Then don't make the trade!
Understandable, considering the message that would send to others in the locker room.
What message is that?
Also want a new deal. DJ Reed, Michael Carter, etc.
Everybody wants, let me break you the news, Connor. Mm-hmm. Everybody in sports and in life wants a better deal than what they have right now. That's called human nature.
And the best part about their response is, quote, the Jets will not cater to a player who has never played a down for them before. It's hilarious considering the Aaron Rodgers experience.
Yeah, right, exactly. True. Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah. Aaron, what do you need, sir? Yes, Rodgers. Mr. Rodgers.
Yeah.
We're going to change the name of the team to the New York Rodgers.
That'd be hilarious.
Like, they cater to that guy. Then they make a trade for this guy who's a very nice football player. You don't make a trade for a player on an expiring contract in any sport unless you are going to get a long-term deal worked out. It doesn't make sense.
Hassan Reddick.
God, the Jets just know how to mess up everything. Before it even starts, it's a mess.
Let's see if this house is anti-flammable.
Yeah.
Oh, it does burn down.
And then Connor Hughes clearly sounds like a ball washer for the organization on this one, too. There's other guys that want to get a deal done. Yeah, everybody wants to get a deal done. This is not on Hassan Reddick. This is on the Jets. This is 100% on the Jets. You knew what the player wanted. You knew the player wasn't happy. Then you traded for him. Ain't going to change. Man still wants a long-term deal, deserves a long-term deal. Give him the long-term deal or let him sit out. And that's what he's going to do, and then you're going to fine him every day. How's that going to go over for everybody else in the locker room, too? You want to talk about other guys in the locker room not getting a contract. Now you're fighting with one of your premier players who you thought you were going to have on the team a year after you lost Aaron Rodgers after four games or four plays. I mean, the Jets are a glorious mess. They are just God's gift to sports talk radio.
Did you know there was a doctor on the radio station the other day?
There was.
Yeah.
And Tyreek Hill missed weeks 2 through 5 in 2019. Heard it in week 1. So this is a tight timeline for Hollywood Brown to return week 1. And I would actually be on the dubious side. I thought actually Tyreek Hill returned quicker than I would have thought. There's no additional surgery needed, but it's very sore. Is it possible to take an injection and play? Maybe. But I would go on the longer side of Tyreek Hill's 4 weeks. And as a matter of fact, it's not impossible they would choose to start Hollywood Brown on PUP for 4 weeks. But we'll see how it goes.
So I'm weird. Nice to meet you, Dusty Likens. Mm-hmm. A lot of vagueness in that. Like, Tyreek Hill healed faster. Could he miss? Could he do this? And I just, for some reason, I'm driving home from the golf course or driving to the golf course, and I heard that. And I started thinking to myself, okay, this doctor, what if this guy wasn't a real doctor?
Mm-hmm.
And so then Dr. Chow, by the way, was on, David Chow was on Carrington.
But that's the guy that was fired like 6 times by the Chargers or something?
I don't know. So I'm starting to think to myself, what if they just had a random doctor on? And then I started thinking to myself, who are the best fictional doctors of all time?
There's some really good ones out there.
Because there's a lot of fictional doctors out there, boys.
Yeah.
913-586-7610. I'll give you a jump start to some of them. Dr. Quinn, medicine woman.
That's a good fictional doctor.
I would be sick every day of my life if Jane Seymour was an actual doctor. I would just go out and like jump in traffic just so I could stay longer.
Right.
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew is a nice fictional doctor.
Mom.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a real doctor. Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil's a good one. Shawnee Mission North Legacy. There you go.
Tell me why you're cheating on your spouse.
I can give you a couple reasons.
He's got a 9-to-5. He makes a lot of money, and yet you are being an ass. Dr. Oz.
Good one.
Dr. Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm.
$1 million, Mr. Bond. Dr. Ock.
from Spider-Man.
Doc Ock.
Doc Holliday times
Doc Holliday.
Two.
There's a couple of Doc Holliday's.
Yeah,
there's a
Holliday.
Pitcher and
well,
and,
there was yeah. a pitcher.
Yep.
Aviation. Doctor Doc from Snow White.
Yeah.
The dwarf.
The dwarf. Yeah. One
Doc,
of the seven dwarfs.
Yeah, one of the,
yeah.
Can you name all seven?
Sleepy, Dopey, Dumpy, Lumpy.
Okay, we're done. Doogie Howser.
Yeah.
Turned into How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, Doogie Howser's good. Yeah.
Dr. Meredith Grey.
Okay.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Never saw, but my wife loves it. Yeah.
Tough Cat. Drove her car into a pond.
Oh,
underwater
wow.
Underwater for 12 hours.
You don't
want
to do that.
Underwater for 12 hours. Still lived.
Hmm.
They're still making new seasons.
Sure, I'm buying that one.
Okay. Mm. And then my last doctor in the 913-586-7610, you can bring in yours. Dr. Lecter.
Dr. Lecter is a good one, too. Yeah, I like Dr. Rosen. He's a definite good doctor. There are some really good ones coming in on the text line as well. A lot of Dr. Pepper's coming in as a great fictional doctor.
23 flavors.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre's real. He's not a fictional doctor.
Dr. Dre is not. Well, I mean, all those people were real, but I mean, like, he's not a doctor. Well, I guess he's a doctor of music, you can call him, right?
Yeah, Dr. Absolutely. Strange?
Yeah. Dr. Strangelove is another good one. Dr. Evil. Dr. Johnny Fever from WKRP days. I like him. Mm-hmm. Howard Hessman giving life to what a real radio DJ was like in the 70s.
Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
Dr. Who?
Dr. Seuss. He might be.
Dr. Seuss.
He might not be real.
Yeah.
He's there. He's here. He's everywhere.
Is he a real doctor, though? That's the thing.
Dr. Frankenstein? A lot of people think Frankenstein is the name of the monster. It's
right.
not. Just monster.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Phil.
Moonlight Doc Ram. That's another good one. I like that. That's a good pull right there.
Yeah. A lot of Dr. House.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Feelgood. Yeah.
You got to play the Dr. Feelgood song coming back.
Which we could do that.
He's going to make me feel all right.
Best of the morning brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at Rainier KC. Texas, I'm proud of you guys.
Dr. Emmett Brown.
That's great, right.
Scott Marty.
No one calls me yellow. I'm proud of the Texan. You guys are wide
Dr.
awake.
Dr. Fraser Crane.
Yep. Hey, baby, you been feeling blues? I'm calling toss salad.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Bad and scrambled eggs.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.